भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 25, Text Number 9, Life of King Puranjan. Atra te kada ishyemum. Atra te kada ishyemum. इतिहासं पुरातनम् पुरञ्जनस्याचरितम् निबोधागदतो मम अत्र ते कद इष्ये मम इतिहासं पुरातनम् पुरञ्जनस्याचरितम् निबोधागदते मम.
చదవండి.
Thank you.
translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. In this correction, I wish to narrate an old history connected with the character of a king called Puranjana. Please try to hear me with great attention. Repeat. In this connection, I wish to narrate an old history connected with the character of a king called Puranjana. Please try to hear me with great attention. Purport. The great sage Narada Muni turned toward another topic, the history of King Puranjana. This is nothing but the history of King Prachina Barisat told in a different way. In other words, this is an allegorical presentation. The word Puranjana means one who enjoys in a body. This is clearly explained in the next few chapters. Because a person entangled in material activities want to hear stories of material activities. Narada Muni turned to the topics of King Puranjana, who is none other than King Prachina Barisat. Narada Muni did not directly deprecate the value of performing sacrifices in which animals are killed. Lord Buddha, however, directly rejected all animal sacrifice. Srila Jayadeva Goswami has stated, Nindasi Yajna Vidyar Aha Sruti Jatam. The word Sruti Jatam indicates that in the Vedas, animal sacrifice is mentioned, but Lord Buddha directly denied Vedic authority in order to stop animal sacrifice. Consequently, Lord Buddha is not accepted by the followers of the Vedas, because he does not accept the authority of Vedas. Lord Buddha is depicted as an agnostic or atheist. The great sage Narada cannot decry the authority of Vedas, but he wanted to indicate to King Prachina Barisat that the path of Karmakanda is very difficult and risky. Foolish persons accept the difficult path of Karmakanda for the sake of sense enjoyment, and those who are too attached to sense enjoyment are called mudhas, rascals. It is very difficult for a mudha to understand the ultimate goal of life. In the propagation of Krishna consciousness movement, we actually see that many people are not attracted because they are mudhas engaged in fruitive activity. It is said, upadesoya murkanam prakopaya na santaye. If a good instruction is given to a foolish rascal, he simply becomes angry and turns against the instructions instead of taking advantage of them. Because Narada Muni knew this very well, he indirectly instructed king by giving him the history of his entire life. In order to wear a gold or diamond nose pin or earring, one has to pierce the ear or nose. Such pain endured for the sake of sense gratification is endured on the path of Karmakanda, the path of fruitive activity. If one wishes to enjoy something in the future, he has to endure trouble in the present. If one wants to become a millionaire in the future and enjoy riches, he has to work very hard at the present moment in order to accumulate money. This is Karma Kandiya. Those who are too much attached to such path undergo risk anyway. Narada Muni wanted to show King Prachina Barisat how one undergoes great troubles and miseries in order to engage in fruitive activity. A person who is very much attached to material activity is called Vishayi. A Vishayi is an enjoyer of Vishaya, which means eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Narada Muni is indirectly indicating through the story of King Puranjan that eating, sleeping, mating and defending are troublesome and risky. The word itihasanam, puratanam, indicate that although a living entity lives within the material body, the history of the living entity within the material world is very old. In this regard, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung Anadi Karamaphale Padi Bhavarnava Jale Tari Bhare Na Dekhiya Upay. Due to my past fruitive activities, I have fallen into the water of material existence and I cannot find any way to get out. Every living entity is suffering in this material existence from past activities. Therefore, everyone has a very old history. Foolish material scientists have manufactured their own theories of evolution, which are simply concerned with the material body. But actually, this is not the real evolution. The real evolution is the history of the living entity, who is Puranjana, living within the body. Sri Narada Muni will explain this evolution theory in a different way for the understanding of sane persons. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakayam Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadama Yandadati Svapadantakam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktaranda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Prabhupada comments that when you are dealing with materialistic people, Vishayi, people who are in bodily concept, they have their false prestige and false ego. So if things are told directly to them, then they become very upset and offended. So you have to tell them without hurting their ego or ahankar. This is the don't hate on the weakness of others. If you really want to help him, why do people expose others? Because you want to show that I am superior to you. That's the reason we want to expose. But a person who wants to correct the other person or help the other person, so that may not be the good technique, because nobody wants to be caught in this conditional life. There is a saying that people don't want to change their sinful life, but they don't want to suffer the results of sinful life. People are not afraid of sinful life, but they are afraid of the reactions of sinful life. I don't want to go to prison, so then you should not violate the rules and regulations. No, that they want to do. We want to break the rules and regulations, but we don't want to go to prison. We don't want to be caught or punished. So generally that is the nature of people. We are not afraid of sinful life, but we are afraid of the consequence of sinful life. And in any case, we have to undergo the reactions. So, even in Bhagavad Gita, even when we are chanting these 10 offenses when we are reading daily, the 9th offense is to instruct a faithless person. Don't instruct a faithless person. And if you try to instruct him, instead of taking the good instruction, you will only offend the Vaishnavas, offend the holy name, and the result is that you will lose his intelligence more. When you remain humble to devotional process, when you remain humble before Vaishnavas, and then Krishna will give you good intelligence. That's why when we go before the Guru, it is mentioned in the 4th chapter, 34, Tadvidya pranipatena pariprasnayana sevaya upadekshantite jnanam jnanina tatvadarsana. So this is different from a normal classroom in a university, and a class between guru and disciples, and a normal classroom with a professor and his students. In the normal classroom, you can try to show that you may know better than your professor, or that you have a better idea than your professor, which is possible. Yeah? Because this world has so many problems, and everybody is thinking, and someone will come out with some idea. But in spiritual life, generally this is called avarohana panda. To the degree we satisfy the Vaishnavas or the Guru, spiritual master, and then we become empowered. We don't try to be on equal level, or we don't want to compete, which we see generally, because this knowledge comes by descending process, and as the authorities are pleased. It's the secret of spiritual life. You should always remain humble. It is not foolish humility or false humility. Inside, you are very critical, but outside, Maharaj. That's called hypocrisy. One should not be like that. But as we really understand this principle, that spiritual life works with the submission to spiritual authorities, where repeatedly we read in Prabhupada books. Because the internal energy, antaranga sakti, that's how it comes. In the material world, you may work hard, or you can think very deeply, and you can come out with solutions. But in spiritual life, when our senses are controlled, like that sloka in Bhagavad Gita, Sraddhavan labhate jnanam tatpara sanvatendriya jnanam labdva param shanti achirenadi gashyati. Sraddhavan labhate jnanam, the spiritual knowledge. Sraddhavan labhate jnanam, Sraddha in the scriptures, Sraddha in saintly people, and Shraddha in the holy name. Everything based on holy name. Everything based on Shraddha. Just you go on chanting Hare Krishna. Don't worry that you don't have, you know, how Chaitanya Charitamrita, how that book came to be written, you know. This Chaitanya Charitamrita was written by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami when he was 98 years old. And he wrote a masterwork, just like Bhagavatam, a very mega work, major work. And Chaitanya Bhagavatam is also a work like that. And it's not that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is a contemporary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is not. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal life was witnessed by Murari Gupta. He has seen it. And Murari Gupta and Raghunath Das Goswami, they have seen Chaitanya and they have written some things. In Bengali they call it Kadachi. Kadachi means diary. Just like on Ekadasi day, we were reading a diary maintained by Harisari Prabhu. Harisari Prabhu, he served as secretary to Prabhupada. That means, secretary means always. Always with the master. So, somehow, Harisari Prabhu got an idea by Krishna's inspiration. Prabhupada is a Vaikuntha man. He is not an ordinary person. He is completely in transcendence. So, generally when we sit down to give a class, you focus your mind and try to talk something meaningful. And other times you may be loose talk. You may indulge in gossip, useless talk. But if someone is a devotee, there is nothing like for him, this is a Bhagavatam class time, so I should compose myself and speak properly. And then other times, you know, you forget Krishna and you come up with your gossip and worldly talk. A devotee, one of the 26 qualities of a devotee, that is Gambhira. Gambhira. You know, he's a sober person. For a devotee, he knows the danger of living in this Maya Jagat. It's a Maya Jagat, it's a big battle. There's nothing like you attend temple program, nice kirtan, nice class, and then after that you sit down and lose time. As we become good devotees, we recognize the danger of Maya. The moment we forget Krishna, how silently Maya takes over you. We don't even know. Like actually it is said about Maya. When a person, if a person falls down from his spiritual path, it doesn't happen all of a sudden. Slowly. Like, you know, it is said, like you start unnecessarily meeting with people of opposite gender unnecessarily, and then you start talking, that means you are increasing, and then you start talking, and then you want to sit privately, that means you have some nonsense things to talk, otherwise why you have to sit privately? We think, I don't have any idea to get entangled. It looks like this to begin with. Slowly we start like indulging in what is called some private talks, and then our heart gets knotted. So it goes through phases. Then even if you want to develop a relation with some woman, it's not, it just suddenly it happens. Over time slowly, it looks like I'm all right. And suddenly, you see that my mind is caught. So this is the nature of Maya. And in a spiritual sense, we can give this example also. Like we are supposed to chant 16 good rounds. 16 good rounds of Hare Krishna mantra daily. And because we are not staying in the company of serious devotees, so we take it some of, you watch everything, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, like it goes on. And we complete our rounds as a matter of formality. And slowly starts there, and then, all right, two malas tomorrow I can do it, no problem. Like that, then everything slowly diluted. Spiritual life is diluted. And next, our speech, it is not properly composed. Because when you are a good devotee, you speak everything with watchfulness. Am I talking all right? Is it necessary to talk? Is it helpful for my bhakti, for others' bhakti, like that, no? Otherwise, why a devotee should talk? But when you are not chanting your rounds properly, and then we take things for granted, and you just talk, keep talking. And then slowly actions, it becomes reflected in our actions. We see sometimes devotees staying in the temple, it's called familiarity. You're staying and then in the room you become friends, staying together, so covering up. It means nobody has a serious understanding what is spiritual life about. So you become friends. You have come together for becoming good devotees, but you develop a material friendship in the ashram, like outside, before you become a devotee, you have some friends. And in the ashram we are supposed to make friendship based on spiritual advancement. When you are meeting people in the ashram, this guy is not serious, so why should I take his association? Keep a little distance. Oh, this Prabhuji is a very serious devotee. Because you are seeing, so maybe I should learn from him how to also correct my life, things like that. But generally, in conditional life, we all tend to go back to our old life. So you come with some inspiration again because you are not careful, and again it becomes distracted and diluted, and the result is that it becomes like another samsara. Advancement, generally devotees, if you are going to college, see whether I am picking up my subjects nicely. Am I good at my subject? Am I getting my doubts cleared? It's like otherwise, just go and come back. How to watch cricket? Or when will I find time to watch TV? So interest is somewhere else. So you will not be able to become a good devotee, good student. So similarly in spiritual life, it is all the more so, because it's a front-on declaration of war on Maya. When devotee is coming to stay in the temple, that means he wants to become free from bodily concept. He wants to become very attached to Krishna. So every time you have to decide, does it help me or does it take me far. Like that. If you are, so that alertness, it comes by doing your sadhana carefully. You know, like attending Mangalarti. All right, I have to attend Mangalarti. But if you are a good devotee, you are very conscientious. By I am staying in the temple, just do these activities nicely. So why should I go late? Why should I go? That means, what am I doing here? We are staying here to become devotees. So what is the first business of a devotee? Attend to your spiritual responsibilities. Everything on time, cleanliness, talk in a reasonable way, decent way. I think there is no time for loose way of life. So, we are talking about, we are in a material world and we have a material background, we are conditioned. So we have our ego and we have our not in the heart, but by the association of devotees, we want to make advancement. So unless we are careful about that, otherwise things will go haphazard. ISKCON has seen many ups and downs. Big leaders, no? big leaders. They came to Prabhupada, giving up their wealth, giving up their prospects. Suppose somebody has come with M.Tech, he has good prospects in the outside world, he can take some job and that. But at that moment he has understood that in the world we just need some food to eat and some small place to stay. And my real business is spiritual advancement. With that, you kicked away your prospects and your education and has come to the temple to become a devotee. You have given up your family, you have given up your wealth, you have given up your prospects. You come to the temple, and if you are not careful, suppose after 30-40 years, when you are 35-40, you want to marry again, which you could have done when you are 25, which is the right time. But because silently, we are not careful, and the result is that even when you are 40, 50, at that time, we come out an express interest, or you spend 15-20 years of your prime life and then you want to leave the temple and go away. That means you are neither here nor there. Because in your prime life, you could have made some wealth, you could have come to some position, but that you wasted. And here also, you are not become a fixed devotee. So everything is called an accident, you know, mess. So, coming into spiritual life, it's a very calculated decision. When we've taken the decision, then we always want to be with, how can I advance? How can I associate with advanced devotees? How I can be in a learning mood, all the time, learning mood. It will be recorded here, in your name. So, so people have false ego. People have a show off. So they cannot be tackled directly. So a preacher has to be expert. A preacher should be very expert. We are not here to show superiority over others. We are not here to find fault with others. But here we are to help the other person to make advancement in spiritual life. So sometimes this is Narada Muni's technique, because Prachin Bari is a Prajapati, he is a very big man. And he has so many pandits, so many subjects, and he's already, he has a family and children. So he's like a big man in society. You know? Suppose you want to go and preach to Tata and Birla, what is your age? What is your experience? What is your success in life? Like we devotees, we go. No? So I have to go and preach to an MP or an MLA. To become MLA and MP is not an easy thing. You have to change heads like that, and you have to play gimmicks, you have to such political game. So because MLA is not some qualification, it's not some, you write some examination, whoever scores top marks, you will be elected as MLA. In that case, you will work hard. But to become MLA in democracy, in a democratic system, to become an MLA, an MP, means you have to muster votes. That votes. That means you should be able to convince. You should be able to make believe so many people so that you can get the majority vote. It's not a joke, no? And you become a representative for 5 years. You somehow do it, and then for 5 years you can rule. You are a big man, no? Because you are one of the leaders in the government. It goes with so much facility and so much power. So if you want to preach to people like that, you have to be really smart, because they know how to. So to such a man, if you want to preach, you should have an approach. That's a, they take courses for us. In ISKCON, they have courses. They do it. Anybody who is becoming a leader, because if you lose the MLA or the MP, to appreciate ISKCON, then it is a negative factor. You don't get permissions, and he doesn't have a good opinion. He will tell people, no, they are just Hindus, they are just Krishna worshippers, sentimental people. But if you are good in logic and influencing him with your good behavior, and then they will say, this man is a learned man. You have to bring an MLA also to appreciate that you are a learned man. So, they have what is called communication skills. Lakshman, where is my book that I brought from Mayapur? Give me after. You just took it to seeing it, and you have not written my book. So, preaching is an art. You can't apply the same technique to everybody. Like you are dealing with woman, you are trying to preach to Mataji. So you should know the psychology of woman a little bit. You should know the psychology, how a woman will respond and react. And when you are preaching to an audience of children, you just give your happy body, this, that. And you'll sit like that, what is this? No? And then you do some storytelling, and you know, make them interested in Krishna and Kirtan and like that. Then immediately they become enthusiastic. So whenever you are meeting different audience, accordingly you have to adjust your preaching style. So you go to college and talk about devotion. People say like that, I'm a B-Tech student, what is this devotion? But somebody was telling me, yeah, Tejasini, one of your local students. His mother was saying, what is your age? Your age to be competitive in studies, get a good job, and get a nice husband. This is your business. What is it, sitting and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna? So that means she could not convince her mother. So you have to approach nicely, no? Otherwise, you mismanage. They have no good appreciation for Krishna conscious way of life, and then you have lost a claim because you have to live with her. If it is your mother, there's no way you can. If it is some stranger, he is not interested and all that, goodbye. We don't have to meet. But if you are staying with somebody with whom you have to go on with your life, then you have to handle the situation nicely. So that at least they will not stop your bhakti. And if you are more expert, you can also bring them to the path of bhakti. Like there are some students, they were coming and asking me, my father, he doesn't like me to do bhakti. How should I do, Maharaj? No? Some two students, SSCini and Tarun, and they were coming. That means they are intelligent. They want to know how to deal with parents. Just they are 12th class students. And they came to my room and we are doing good things. Bhakti, knowledge is there, good habits are there, but my parents, they are not liking it. They are saying, don't go to ISKCON. why do they say like that, Maharaj? It's a nice place where we can learn and become good people. Why my parents are saying? So I said, how you are talking to your parents? What did you tell about ISKCON? What are you doing before them? Irritate them? Is it before Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna? No. You have to take it a little carefully. When you are going to strangers, they should not think this guy is a nut. They should not think like that. Handle. When you are sitting with new people, you don't want to look like a crazy man with them. Like yesterday we were in an engineering college program. They don't know nothing. First time I am there. Here we have a man with big philosophy, Dr. Swami. Then said, I start kirtan. People say, so just speak to them, no? Speak to them that, my dear students, you want to come up well in your studies and you want to become better people. And here we have Bhagavad Gita. It's a it's a book on making a good man, how to have personality development. So people say, yeah, I have this weakness, I have that weakness. This guy says, Bhagavad Gita helps. So let's, like that, no? Yeah, the audience, no? Anyway, the point is, a preacher has to go carefully with person to person, and Prabhupada says it is only an intelligent person who can make devotees wherever he goes. People are materialistic and we are completely opposite, we are spiritual, and then you have to get them on your way. Big thing. You are this way, two poles apart. And then as you spend time with them, they have to be coming with you. Then you must be really expert to do that. So here, Narada Muni is dealing with a very big shot. He's a man in very big position. Prachin Barisad. Prabhupada also, in this connection, he mentions a small, nice story. That is, girls get married. They have their own house. Before marriage, she is in Maika, or maternal home, where she is pampered. Every parent likes their children. So in in her own house, she does all things. But now she is going to into in-law's house. And they don't know her, and she doesn't know them. And she has to adjust there. No? So what the mother-in-law will do? Because the daughter-in-law has to cooperate with mother-in-law, because she is an elderly person, she is an experienced person. And house is run by elderly people. Now you are just 22 years old, and your mother-in-law is 50 years old. You have to submit to them. So what the mother-in-law will do? Prabhupada says that when you want to teach something to your daughter-in-law, you tell the daughter, don't do like that, don't do like this. And this new daughter-in-law will listen, oh, they don't like, then you are not directly telling, then there is a little break in good relation. Now you treat the daughter-in-law nicely, but whatever you want the daughter-in-law to do, you do it with your daughter. No, you have to keep this here. So daughter, this is what they want. Like that. So it is indirectly then. So similarly here also, this Prachin Barisat is just a karmakandi. He doesn't have good knowledge and is a sense gratifier and is addicted to that. And now Narada Muni has to make him a devotee of the Lord. So he fabricates, he views some stories. Even in this world, we have Panchatantra, Aesop's fables. There are many children's stories, Panchatantra, we heard. There are many other books also, children's books. So it is conversation between animals. It is conversation not related to you. But when you read it, you get the message. For when a person behaves like this, it happens. Or when you want to deal with a situation, I have to be doing like this. Through the story, you are getting the lesson. So similarly, here Narada Muni, who can be a more expert preacher than Narada Muni? Narada Muni made a completely wicked man into a devotee, a very small child into a devotee. He made Dhruva Maharaj a devotee. How did he make such a small child become serious about devotion? And this Vyadha, no, is a tribal man in the forest. He's a very cruel person. He was always used to killing. But Narada Muni, similarly, like Prabhupada went around the world. People were very selfish, very materialistic. They are hell-bent on sense gratification. And the whole atmosphere is like that. And Prabhupada is trying to implant a spiritual culture. That's why we call Prabhupada the Narada Muni of modern age. What Narada Muni did in the past, Prabhupada, you know, expertly. He made everyone just become so attracted to him. His spell was so much on the public. No? This is not some skill, actually. This is compassion. When a devotee is actually compassionate, that if you really see that the other man is in ignorance, and is suffering, and he will become happy if I convince him, then you put aside your ego. You want to nicely deal with him and slowly bring him to this path. So from tomorrow, we are going to read how Narada Muni, he views a very nice story with animals as the roles. And then Prachin Barisat starts enjoying the story. That this she god did like this, he god did like this, and like this. And then it's an interesting story. You know? I was also remembering Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. It's a story from anecdotes from Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. One child was a very naughty child. He will do exactly opposite what you tell him. You learn, sit down. I don't want to sit down. You want to jump around. You learn this, you will neglect it. So many teachers, they came and left. They said, your child is too stubborn. Your child is too naughty. We are getting disturbed, but we are unable to make your child learn lessons. And then one very expert teacher, he came. He said, I will teach your son. And then he said, I will give you any salary you want. All right. He said, then he said that this fellow always wants to jump up and down, play, do this, do that. Then he said, my dear child, this education is boring, is it not? He said, yes, yes, that's why I don't read this book. Let's go out in the field. Wow, I got a good teacher. Everybody was, you know, sit down, read. So, yeah, I got a right teacher. What I want, he's telling me to do. So I said, let's go out in the fields. And then slowly he started. You see, what colors of cows are there? Then, because he is in the nature. So that is a yellow cow, that white cow, he's enjoying it. He's teaching how to recognize colors. And he said, similarly, counting. He was saying that birds on the tree, can you search how many birds are there? He became very serious, like that. So, but with a slate and a book, he was not at all interested to cooperate. But the same things can be, I think in B.Ed. also, no? They teach you some things like that. Nowadays we call it audiovisual or some entertainment kind of programs through which you learn lessons. Our material talents, our abilities, we should know how to carefully utilize for spreading Krishna consciousness. So Narada Muni is our predecessor, is a foremost example, as we are reading from the life of King Puranjan. This King Puranjan, it is not only actually the life of Prachin Barisat. The Prachin Barisat, he represents materialistic people, and so are we. We are also materialistic people. When we are reading it, we see that I also have this weakness. I also make these mistakes. I am also worldly. So what happened when you become worldly, these entanglements and the miseries and suffering, then indirectly you are learning. If I go on this path, the way I am going, I am going to run into difficulties like this. So then, without telling you, this you are doing, don't do that, this you are doing, you are educating a person. So, this is called allegorical. Prabhupada also used the word allegory. Allegory means through another incident, you try to teach in the present circumstance. Bolo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కి శ్రీ ప్రభువాకి జయ.